The couple looked so in love, so at peace, that Kaylin Jamieson thought she might break out in hives or a cold shiver at the thought of them. Her palms itched, and a line of sweat trailed down her back. She licked her lips, trying to keep her mind off the rabbit hole of heartache her thoughts would eventually find. It wasn't that she was upset her brother North had finally found his mate Lexi, just like it wasn't that she was sad that the rest of her brothers had found their mates as well. No, it was something much worse. She was jealous. Like angry green monster wolf howling rage jealous. Jealous and refusing to do anything about it. Because once she did, well, once she did, everything she'd fought so hard for would have been for naught. It had taken years, but she finally felt like she was worth something more than the title, at least in her mind. Going down the path where her wolf begged to be led wouldn't accomplish anything but pain and rapid denial. The wind picked up, knocking a strand of hair out of place, and she tucked it behind her ear. She could hear the sounds of her pack, her wolves sniffing, murmuring, and paying attention to the ceremony. The noise mixed with the sounds of nature, the birds chirping and the leaves rustling in the breeze. None of that centered her, though. No, she only knew of one way to do that. One way she wasn't ready to face. Her wolf might crave the dark wolf with rough edges who haunted her dreams, but that didn't mean the woman inside would succumb. She was stronger than that. She was Kaylin Jamieson, Redwood Pack Princess, lone daughter of the Jamieson clan, younger sister to 6 overprotective yet loving brothers, aunt to countless nieces and nephews, the beta's assistant, and lost. So fucking lost. She knew what the others saw when they looked at her. The raven black hair, the light green eyes. So many others had told her she was one of the most beautiful people they'd ever seen. What a load of crap. Even if they weren't just saying that because of who she was, she wouldn't take it at face value. She'd seen true beauty in the selfless acts of her sisters and friends. They were the beautiful ones. Kaylin usually responded to those who spoke only of her looks, that they hadn't seen that many people. Most didn't see beyond the surface, beyond the blood in her veins. Someone murmured something behind her, and she blinked, forcing her attention to what was going on in front of her, rather than wallowing in the shame she should have buried. Shames that weren't really shames at all, not in the grand scheme of things. She'd always tried to be so strong for others, and in turn, hadn't treated those she now loved with the respect they deserved. She'd tried to fix that over time, but she wasn't sure she was worth it. Others worried so much for her and her safety. She knew they weren't taking care of themselves like they should. She needed to stop acting so self-centered, so hurt and broken when it was her own doing. When her father, the alpha of the Redwood Pack, put his hand on North's shoulder, then did the same to Lexi's, solidifying their bond and mating in front of the pack, Kaylin sucked in a breath and pasted on a smile. She was happy for them, she really was. She hated herself for wanting what they had and what they were just beginning. North cupped Lexi's face, kissing her so softly it looked as if it was barely a whisper. Their gazes never left each other, though Kaylin knew North couldn't see Lexi. He'd been blinded in their last battle with the Centrals, but that didn't stop him from living his life to the fullest. Kaylin swallowed hard, burying her own pain. Her brother looked so in love, so whole after being alone for decades, hiding his own darkness, until Lexi came along and found what Kaylin and her family had missed. North had needed his mate, his Lexi, had needed her more than anything in the world. He needed their son, Parker, and the bonds that came with the mating and fatherhood. Those grounded him and kept his wolf calm. Kaylin would never allow the love and connections to settle her. She vowed she wouldn't. At least that's what she'd told herself over and over. What she said to herself the moment she'd laid eyes on Lexi's brother. Her gaze met that of the other man at Lexi's side, and she raised her chin. She wouldn't have him. Couldn't have him. She just needed to remind her wolf that.